Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is TV Radio, and once again, back in the saddle, I am your host, Jason Eastley. On today's mini-sode, I will be talking about Iowa. I'm going to give you my predictions. I wanted to have Brian McLean on the show, but he is in Iowa, and it's caucus day, so he's busy, but he did submit his predictions via a 411media.com column, so we're going to talk about those, and we'll see where Brian and I agree and disagree. I'm also going to tell you why it's a really, really good day to finally have this thing started. I don't know if you're as completely sick of the process as I am, that did we really need a full year of campaigning before anyone actually voted? I'm just, thank God it's finally started. Maybe we can avoid having to listen to stupid debate questions such as these.
Almost 50% of South Carolina's Democrats are African Americans. It's among the highest percentage of the nation. So we're getting a lot of questions from YouTube viewers on race tonight. This first one is for Senator Edwards. Let's listen.
Hello, America. Hello, presidential candidates. This is Will from Boston, Massachusetts. And I hope, you know, they put this question on. It's a question in the back of everybody's head. You know, some people is further back than others collecting cobwebs. But is African Americans ever going to get reparations for slavery? I know y'all going to run around this question dipping and dodging. So let's see how far y'all can get.
Senator Edwards, no dipping and dodging. Should African Americans get reparations?
That's not necessarily.
Our question is on a topic that got a lot of response from YouTube viewers. Let's watch.
A stupid question.
Hi, my name's Mary.
My name is Jen.
And we're from Brooklyn, New York. If you were elected president of the United States, would you allow us to be married?
I have the wrong sex and debate questions. But at any rate, you know, those were from the YouTube debate, the Democratic YouTube debate in South Carolina, and the general problem is they're not good questions. And reparations for slavery, what do you expect a candidate to say? No. Or do you expect them to say, yes, you can have billions of dollars? I mean, that's an unwinnable question. It's not a good question to ask on the campaign trail. The gay marriage question is a good one. I think the two that submitted that question did more for shock value than actually wanting a serious answer to their query. I'm just tired of gimmicky debates. Both YouTube debates were gimmicky. Actually, almost all the debates were absolutely unnecessary. They really didn't need how many dozens of debates. They were tiresome. They were boring. The candidates looked tired. There was just nothing added to the process by giving us an extra year of campaigning. What it did add was absolutely hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to the revenue of TV stations and consultants and executives. And, I mean, it's a billion. Campaigning is a billion-dollar business at the presidential level. So that's the reason mostly why this thing started a year early. Let's move on to predictions. My predictions for tonight, that's what everybody wants to know. First of all, before I do this, I have to admit, I'm very, very, very discouraged that, first of all, the cable networks would show coverage starting at, like, this morning and have a little clock in the corner, like it's the countdown to kick off of the Super Bowl. What's most discouraging, though, is they aren't really talking about anything. They're talking about nothing. They're just filling airtime. I would love to see somebody come on here and make some serious predictions on any of the networks, that they don't and won't. Ooh, Iowa's too unpredictable. Ooh, anything can happen. You know what? It's not that unpredictable. There are really only a few variables in play here that could shift the race. Let's face it. On the Democratic side, either Clinton, Obama, or Edwards is going to win. We can feel pretty safe in believing that Mike Gravel will finish last. Dennis Kucinich will finish close to the bottom. Chris Dodd will be down there, too, with Biden and Richardson fighting it out for the middle. That's the Democratic race. That's it. In a general term, that is the Democratic race. The Republican side is even easier. How could these take and control this? Romney's going to finish second. The only real debate is around third, fourth, fifth. McCain, Paul, and Thompson in that triorca. Giuliani rode up the state. He's going to be down at the bottom. Hunter has no prayer, and Alan Keyes and John Cox are really not candidates. There's your bottom. That's the race. Now, on my own personal predictions, if I was to rank them, I do think Barack Obama is going to win tonight. I think he has the momentum. I think his supporters are the most invigorated. I think there's going to be just a gigantic turnout on the Democratic side because they have been waiting for this since the 2004 election ended. And Obama actually does a better job at firing up his base than any of the Democrats. And second, Hillary Clinton. Organization's too strong, base is too solid. She's going to give Obama a run. I don't believe the Des Moines Register poll that had Obama up by like 6 or 8. I think it's going to be a tight night, but Hillary will finish second. Edwards will be third. This is really nothing earth-shatteringly surprising, is it? Edwards will be third because, and the interesting thing about the Edwards people, they have a tendency in almost every poll in every state. If they list their second choice, it's Obama by a large majority. So what could end up putting Obama over the top tonight is Edwards supporters going with their second choice towards the end of the evening and throwing their support to Obama. I have Richardson fourth. Richardson's been running fourth in that state forever. I don't think he's going to go up or down. Biden will be fifth. Biden said he had to be in the top four to stay in the race. I think he doesn't make the top four. Dodd's really, really, really tried in Iowa, but he is Chris Dodd, and, well, that's about as appealing as Ingrid Antonio, so he's sixth. Kucinich hasn't even bothering with this date. Kucinich will be seventh, and the only reason he's seventh is because Mike Grable has done more to alienate Iowans than anyone possible, and he hasn't been in the state all that much, and he has no organization, no money, or anything really that would function as a campaign, so he's going to finish last. The Republican side, the top two slots are basically a foregone conclusion. Evangelicals are going to come out in mass. They're going to support Mike Huckabee. Huckabee's going to just roll to a win tonight. Romney can make it kind of tight. Romney's got a big organization in the state, and he has spent a ton of money. He's not going to win. Questions about his conservative credentials, questions about his faith, just too many questions. Actually, I think the thing that should make Republicans more nervous than his faith is his inconsistent record and his absolute, almost compulsive ability and desire to say anything any audience wants to hear at a given time. Romney wants to pretend to be Ronald Reagan, but he isn't a Reagan Republican, and I think Republicans better see through that. I put John McCain third. McCain's been surging a bit. McCain is definitely on the upswing. Even though he has pretty much written off Iowa, he's in a strong position in the state. I don't think he can't win. Third's about the best he could do. Ron Paul also really hasn't done much in Iowa. He's throwing his resources more towards New Hampshire and South Carolina. The interesting thing about Paul is if Obama wins in Iowa tonight, those independents in New Hampshire might vote in the Glamour race next on the 8th. They might not stick with Paul. Paul might not have that wave of independent support he's counting on. I have Paul fourth. Brian thinks Ron Paul could finish third. Maybe he could. There's not that much of a gap between third and fourth. I put Paul fourth just because I don't think he has just enough supporters at the caucus tonight. In fifth, Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson has made a major, major push in the state. In the last few weeks, he might actually overtake Ron Paul and slide into fourth. I have him down at fifth. I think he's going to stay in fifth. His campaign until recently was just so blah, and he really hadn't been campaigning anywhere, much less in Iowa. I just don't see how Fred catches fire and comes out of the caucus with anything better than a fourth or a fifth. Here's where it gets easy. Giuliani ignored Iowa. He's going to finish if he's lucky sixth. Duncan Hunter has less support than Giuliani. This is, like I put in my column, this is by default because Hunter is the only one of the Republicans left that's actually trying to run a serious campaign. Alan Keyes needs to be banned from ever running in a campaign again. He has more name recognition than John Cox, so we're going to put him in eighth. Keyes just doesn't, he's not even trying. He shouldn't be there. He should have never been invited to the Iowa public television debate. He just shouldn't be there. Ignore him and he'll go away. John Cox is just a fringe candidate. He comes into Iowa from Illinois, tries to win in Iowa. No support, no money, no basis, no chance. That's the way I see it shaken down. Now, let's turn it over to Brian. Brian actually wasn't as brave as I was. He put odds on each of the candidates. Brian, I wish you sort of picked a winner. He had Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama tied to 2-1 odds from the Democratic side. He had John Edwards significantly behind in third at 10-1. He put Biden in fourth. Now, Biden has said he needs to finish fourth or better to stay in the race. I wouldn't put Biden that high, but who knows. Bill Richardson, he put in fifth at 30-1. Dodd in sixth, Kucinich in seventh, and Gravel in eighth, which I don't think is any real surprise. He himself put Huckabee in first on the Republican side, Mitt Romney in second. He put Ron Paul in third, but this is more of a vote with his heart than with his head. He's hoping that Paul makes a big splash at the caucus tonight. Fred Thompson in fourth, Giuliani is fifth. He put McCain in sixth, which is really our only real difference. Duncan Hunter in seventh, Alan Keyes in eighth, and John Cox in ninth. You know, I don't understand why any of the so-called experts on television weren't willing to do exactly this. I mean, I wish Brian would have actually ranked them 1, 2, 3 and put himself on the wall. I'm on the limb a little bit, but, you know, hey, to each their own. I just don't understand. If you're going to fill Fuller's airtime, why not talk about something? I think coming out of this, the big stories will, of course, be on the winners, Huckabee and Obama. If Clinton does pull off the win, if he does squeak by Obama, then that's going to have a ripple effect towards Ron Paul. I expect Ron Paul to finish a strong third, if not higher, in New Hampshire. Obama win, those independents might run over and vote in the glamour race, the high-profile race. And Obama's message is very appealing to independents, Democratic-leaning independents especially. I think Obama's really tapped into that need for change, that change message. And funny enough, he's put Hillary Clinton in a defensive role. Hillary Clinton now has to almost virtually defend the current regime, defend the status quo. I mean, nobody should, especially in a Democratic primary, you would not suspect Hillary Clinton to have to play the incumbent defensive. But that's exactly what the Obama campaign's done to her. They've put her on the defensive. I think the attacks have been, they varied from smearish to ridiculous. The attacks haven't helped her. That's my hunch. I think she's gotten herself in real trouble here, and she's going to have to pray that her organization's strong enough to pull out Iowa. If it's not, she still looks pretty strong in New Hampshire, but that's single digits as well. And if Obama gets the bounce, you could see New Hampshire be another dead heat close race 5 days from now. Edwards needs this win just to stay alive. If Edwards doesn't win here, it's pretty much lights out, party over. I'm glad this thing's finally got going, but in a way, it's overblown. It's completely overblown. Unless you're a low-tier candidate and you need a top hat finish to keep yourself in the contest, this race doesn't mean a whole lot. It's not going to make or break you. I mean, Hillary Clinton's campaign is not going to end if she loses in Iowa tonight. Barack Obama's campaign does not end if she loses in Iowa tonight, or he loses in Iowa tonight. Mitt Romney's campaign, because he backed his strategy on winning the two early states, could very well suffer a serious blow because, honestly, outside of a potential Michigan win, a Utah win, and a Massachusetts win, where are the delegates going to come from? How is Romney going to convince the rest of the country? Everybody else, I don't think Ron Paul is really a surprise to anyone anymore. Fourth, fifth, even thirdish wouldn't be a big shock. Anything McCain gets tonight is gravy. You know, There's not a whole lot of rocket science here. I do expect, like I said, turnout to be enormous. And it's going to be tilted. The Democrats are going to probably have more people turn out than Republicans just because nationally the Democrats are so much more motivated for this election than Republicans are. But if I had to choose amongst that group of losers, I don't know how motivated I would be either. Well, believe it or not, we've managed to I'm up 15 minutes already. I'm going to be back with a post-Iowa show after the caucuses. Maybe late tonight, probably sometime tomorrow. Be on the lookout for that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you with a full show over the weekend. Bye-bye.